Hey Shavuot Tov, my friends. We are on day 21. I apologize for not doing this recording last night on Saturday night, but we had Slichot. So we're a little taken up by that. So I'm going to endeavor today to do two recordings, day 21, which we're about to do. It's called Slichot. And then later on in the day, I'll get you day 22. So Slichot is something that the Jewish community in the Ashkenazic world just began saying last night. And we're going to be saying them each and every day until Yom Kippur. The word slicha, of course, means forgiveness. The source for saying slichot, these special prayers of forgiveness, is the 10th century rabbinic text called the Tana de Beliyahu. And I actually shared this last night at MGE's awesome slichot. And this rabbinic source records a vision that none other than King David had of a conversation between himself and God. And in this conversation, David asks God how his descendants, the Jewish people, would earn forgiveness for their sins once the temple would be destroyed. He understood that it was through the temple. Right now, David didn't build the temple. His son built the temple. He was supposed to, but his hands were too filled with blood. The prophet said the temple would have to be built by someone who reigned over peace, like his son Solomon did. But King David, as being a prophet, saw into the future and understood that for hundreds of years when the temple stood, the Jewish people would have this means of atonement. We distance ourselves, of course, from God when we sin, when we disobey and we go against his will. But how do we get back in, right? When you get into a fight with a friend, you need some sort of mechanism to rekindle the relationship. And what was that mechanism? That mechanism was the temple. But when King David learned that the temple wouldn't one day be destroyed, then the Jewish people would be left without this means of atonement. So he asks God, how will the Jewish people earn forgiveness? And in response, in this vision that's recorded in this Midrashic text called the Tana de Beliyahu, David receives this vision of God himself wrapped in a prayer shawl, like a cantor leading services, showing none other than Moses the special 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem, Hashem, kol rachum v'chanun. O God, God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in kindness and truth, preserver of kindness for thousands of generations, forgiver of iniquity, willful sin, error, and one who cleanses. These are the words. It's a special divine formula that God gave to Moses to give to the Jewish people to use whenever we would mess up, we would transgress, we would create distance between ourselves and Hashem. And these words reflect the special attributes of God, focusing on his mercy, on his compassion. And as I say, God taught these words to Moshe. The very context is important always. When did God teach these words to Moshe? In the immediate aftermath of the sin of the golden calf, the Jewish people had sinned. God told Moshe to teach the people to use a special prayer to obtain Hashem's forgiveness. And so we say these slichot really as a way, what's really God's way of giving us a special way back to him. And I said this in the book, the new book, which has been selling a lot. If anybody needs, I think I put it on this link. I'll give you a link to buy the book if you'd like to do so, the new book called The Jewish Experience. But in that book, I mentioned that we refer to God really not as some sort of distant king, but to really a loving parent who wants a close relationship. And I know this when, if I ever got into a fight with my kids, or even to this day, you get into a fight with someone you love, deep down, you want to rekindle that relationship. Of course, there's anger and there's disappointment. There's all these emotions that get in the way. But I wrote this in the book. It's a quote from the book that it's well established in Jewish tradition that God is looking to forgive, since he desires a close connection with his creations. And that's why we refer to Hashem in all of the prayer that we say every day, Slach lanu avinu, please forgive us. We say this every day, not just on the high holidays. In our Shemona Esrei, three times a day, how do we refer to Hashem when we ask for forgiveness? We say, Slach lanu, forgive us, avinu, our father. Why? Because we're invoking that parental connection that we have with Hashem. And like any parent, God wants to forgive us. He wants to stay close with us. He does, and that's why we're given this whole period of time, this whole 40-day period in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so we can get back in with Hashem, and we have these slichot, these special prayers to do that. I'm going to take a picture from the book, those of you who may not have the 40-day challenge book that I'm looking at right now. It's on page 82 of the book, where I translated and explained the 13 attributes of mercy. I'll take a picture and send that to you so you can have that as well. But this is something to do and to recite between now and Yom Kippur, and please God, with the zechut, in the merit of our additional prayers of slichot, of forgiveness, we should cover that gap and get closer to our Creator.